while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Where pastor come from? You know how the deacons would get at the altar and I see elder, yeah, I remember. Get at the altar, you know, and then they'd be whining, and there'd be a language that they're speaking. It wasn't faith. It was something else. And I ain't knocking them, you know. Huh? But God show up. Yeah, God will show up. You know, anywhere two or more gather together. Or even in your prayer closet, God will show up. It don't mean that you're right. You say, it don't mean, God going to show up because you belong to him. And you know, a naughty child, you know, they'd be bad. You whoop them, you still going to give them dinner, right? Come on, boy, eat. My point, though, God will show up. Get up under that couch, you go die. Why? Once they get up under there, they get out of their environment and they stop running. Once they stop running, they freeze. I be trying to catch them and toss them out. Get out of here. Yeah, right. Stay in life. You stop moving. You stop changing. I'm not talking about drastic changes all the time. See, some people need to think some new thoughts. Amen. Amen. If we could see in your mind right now, it's full of cobwebs. Yeah, in the garage over in the corner, sometimes you hadn't cleaned the garage in a long time. You go up there, dust everywhere. Get a broom up there, the cobwebs. No change, just cobwebs. So sometime in your mind, you have to garner some new thoughts. And let me tell you something, you are never too old to think new thoughts. You know, I watched a movie a while back. Maybe some of you all saw it. It was Uncle Drew. And he made a statement. He said, one guy he was talking to, and the guy said, oh, I stopped playing basketball a long time. He said, I'm too old to play basketball. He said, son, you never get too old to play basketball. you stop playing basketball. No, you get old because you stop playing basketball. That makes sense. He said, you're not too old to play. No, you got old because you stopped playing. And see, there's a principle there. Sometimes things get rough and dusty and boring and because you stopped. They're like, you're too old. Uh-uh. You got to stay young at heart. Amen. I'm not talking about we got to be jitterbugs with your old self. I don't mean that. We'll go out and get you a convertible. Nothing wrong with convertible, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to get old in your thinking. There's a kingdom language. Apostolic dimensions are being released upon the earth. New apostolic dimensions are being released. The vehicle that carries these dimensions are the vehicle of language. The vehicle, language is a vehicle. Language expands, builds, enlarges the territories, both natural and spiritual. Your language will limit you or expand you. Hello? It enlarges territories or it shrinks territories. God even uses language to unveil mysteries to us. He uses language. The definition of language in the Hebrew, in the Old Covenant, simply is a margin. I want you to get this, a termination or border or a boundary. Isn't that interesting? Language is a boundary. This is much more evident. You can go down. Well, you can even in our neighborhood in our community, there are certain cultures that speak different languages, and you can go into one of the stores and they're speaking that language, but there's a boundary there. They can be talking about you. You don't know. You just be smile at you. They can be saying something good, something evil about you. You don't know why. It's a boundary. It's a border. Language. God created it to be that way. Through language, boundaries and borders are created. Now, we're going somewhere with this concerning your purpose and why it is of necessity that you talk a certain way. And I'm not talking about legalistically. You just develop a nature and a spirit where you just don't talk certain things. God has given to us, as I said earlier, a pure language. Now let's delve into that. Get me Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 9 on the screen. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9. Somebody say a pure language. The Bible says, "For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent." God says, I'm going to turn unto the people a pure language. Recall Isaiah, in Isaiah 6, where the Lord was trying to raise Isaiah up to go for him. And Isaiah said, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell among a people of unclean lips. But in response, God sent a cherubim to take a coal off the altar and put on Isaiah's lips, and it purified his speech. Then Isaiah said, Lord, I'll go, send me. Then he qualified, but the pure language. You see the thing about language and the pure language, a pure language establishes chosen territory. Let me say it this way. Chosen ground or territory. See, there's an anointing upon you. But in order for that anointing to really reach the parameters of what God wants to do in your life, the trigger is your words. You can drive darkness way out. Amen. I said you can drive it out, but you have to say something to the mountain. And even if it doesn't move right away, keep saying. Keep talking. Keep speaking. God asked a question. He said, when I return, will I find faith on earth? Will I find people operating in the God kind of faith? Just because it didn't work. I tried it yesterday. I said it didn't work. Well, that's what's wrong. You tried it. That's like trying on a pair of shoes, but you didn't buy them. Well, I tried them on. Well, God ain't asking you to try something. First of all, he's saying believe. He said, if you believe what you say, stop trying. Well, I tried it. I said it. I tried it. I ain't seen nothing. Because you didn't believe. We speak, we believe, or we speak what we believe. The pure language. A pure language establishes chosen ground or territory. There are certain things when you operate in the pure language of God that cannot legally enter into your space. Amen. Jesus, our example. Even when they wanted to stone him to death, throw him over the side of the cliff, they couldn't find him. He said, my time is not yet. He dwelt in a dimension. He only spoke what God said. Amen. He carried kingdom. It wasn't until his time had come that he gave his life. He said, nobody taking it. I lay it down. The appointed time is now to lay it down. But I'll pick it back up again. Amen. He said, the work that I do, you'll do also. And even greater works you shall do. Because I go unto my Father. We live in a time of greater works. Are you ready for greater works? Well, if you're not, I'm going to sure try to get you ready. Give me Habakkuk 1 and 5. I'll lay this foundation on you again and again to challenge you to change. The Lord says this to you. Tell somebody, he's talking to you. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. In the Amplified in Acts chapter 13, verse 40 and 41, it gets a little deeper. It says, God is doing a work in your day. A work, a wonder, and a marvel, even if someone told it to you in detail, you wouldn't believe it. I'm telling you, things are going to start going off the charts. And God's got to get us ready. When Peter and the boys received that catch in Luke chapter 5, when God told them, when Jesus said, launch out into the deep. Tell somebody, it's time to go into the deep. When he launched out into the deep, they caught the draught of fish that broke their net and began to sink their boats. Now, these weren't real, real big vessels, but the catch that Jesus gave to them begin to sink the boat. Tell somebody, your boat is sinking.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.